to know that level of Pandya, I think it's too far away from now. Since because
it's not far because it's here and now.
Yeah, the first thing that we have to know is just.
So it's not anyone who can know, but the Sati itself, whenever it arises, it is aware. It's different from moment without awareness, and there must be an object of awareness right then, so that one knows that awareness arises and it performs its function of being aware of that particular object. And Panya begins to see that there is nothing else at that very moment. There is only one object appearing. And actually, that object arises and falls away. But Panya is not clear enough to really see the arising and falling away of that one because of avicca and attachment. Sati arises and falls away so fast, and then avicca and vijikicca is conditioned to arise.
And wrong places when we start to
talk. Only when it arises and Sati is aware, so it can know the characteristic of wrong view at that very moment, that is taking that object as I. Otherwise, it's only thinking of I have wrong view. But what is the object of wrong view? It has to be one of the five khandhas, one by one. That's why it's called upadhana khanda.
What about if it's just a wrong view of a concept, a wrong view about there's just some thinking wrongly?
So it's right thinking or wrong thinking?
It's just wrong thinking. Yeah.
Is that those instances conditioned by?
There is wrong view, so it conditioned wrong thinking.
Yes.
But one just say that there is wrong view. But at that moment, wrong view is not the object of awareness.
For example, if there's a moment of the awareness of wrong thinking, can one say that wrong thinking is wrong view?
Wrong thinking is akusala thinking.
Just akusala, but
not
wrong
necessary
view.
To be wrong view.
I'll give you an example, like we have a break and one might think, oh, it's a waste of time if I just sit here having some frivolous chat because I could be looking at the Dharma book. Well, that may just be a conventional kind of thinking that, oh, something is more useful than something else. Or there may be some wrong view interspersed and wrong thinking because one actually at that moment has an idea that one is more favorable for Dharma study than the other.
I feel that when you listen to Dharma, it conditions it to arise more often.
Condition.
Arising.
Of what?
Listen to Dharma. When you keep listening to Dharma, that will cause Sati.
What level?
If you have understanding of what you hear, that is bhavana.
And what about just thinking about the story of Dharma?
One condition that makes it arise.
Hopefully.
So wrong view can slip in any time.
The more you listen to Dharma, the more it arrives.
Yes, I think that people think a lot. What about listening and understanding, and that's all, and listen again and understanding
that's
again?
That's
all.
Very hard to do.
Yes, just that, see. No time for I to insert in between because different realities arise in succession from moment to moment. Even
yeah,
so, you like it, see?
It's wrong thinking.
So it can slip in anything?
Without satipatthana, nothing can hinder the lobha to arise. Very, very tricky all the way.
Could you just say that again, sorry, without satipatthana?
Nothing can hinder the arising of lobha. While you are thinking of reading, on and on, so that there will be sati. Where is lobha?
If wrong view is so difficult to know, it seems much more difficult than lobha.
Excuse me, like other reality.
Well, I should finish the question. Why is it the first to be eradicated? Because yes, we have lobha. I would say lobha is more
with
obvious.
Wrong view, it's more dangerous than just lobha without wrong view.
Yeah, but why is it the first to be eradicated?
Otherwise, there is I all the time, and when there is I, can there be better kusala, more kusala, purer kusala?
No.
So the only way that wrong view can be vindicated completely is to see the reality.
Just to understand what one hears just and one reads way. And one thinks, consider that's all. Can leave it to Dhamma.
Can you say that wrong view is probably most subtle because it's always associated with lobha?
I think that it's not as subtle because it can be known by considering. But in order to really see whether there is lobha or whether there is didi or mana is different, it's quite difficult because we claim that we have both lobha and wrong view. But we cannot tell when it's moment with didi and when it's moment without didi. In order to really understand any reality, it's not just think about it, but only satipatthana, which arises and is aware of a characteristic. Because wrong view has different characteristics from lobha. It clings and it takes that object for self to not just cling. It clings and it takes that object for self. And now when we talk about the five khandhas, and we talk about wrong view, there must be precision whether at that very moment wrong view takes what for self.
What about wrong view that is not Sakaya Ditti?
We don't have to name or call whether it's Sakaya Ditti because you say that for now visible object is appearing. Do we have to say that this is Sakaya Ditti? The color of the visible object here and it's the Atatiti. Right, Mr. Object you. There. Because of not understanding reality as it is yet, that's why there should be the development of understanding, no matter what, it's here or there, but yeah. It's different reality. And when we talk about wrong view, it must be very precise to know with awareness only that can know whether at that moment what is object of wrong view. One at a time, at that moment, when pain arises, it takes pain as a self, as myself, or not. So it depends. And what about the pleasant feeling at that moment? Whether it's just pleasant feeling or whether it has the idea of it's my feeling okay. with wrong view, see? So it must be very precise in order to understand. We asked about the difference between lobha with wrong view and lobha without wrong view. It cannot be told because it's only panya and satipatthana that can tell or can know directly, right at that very moment, not after, but right at that very moment when such characteristic is appearing, no matter what you call it, what kind of deity.
You say one must know what kind of ditti it is, so whether it's something belonging to self or self. And
yeah.
But when there's awareness of wrong view, it's just aware of wrong view. It doesn't know anything about what kind at that time, because it's just the characteristic of wrong view. That's
at that moment, wrong view is there. So one understands the characteristic of wrong view.
Right.
But when the panya develops through the satipatthana, it eradicates sakkaya ditti. Because no matter it's attanu titti, it comes from here.
Must be.
Yeah. And it's not I who develop satipatthana. When we talk about the four satipatthanas, it's the satipatthana which develops. So the panya begins to understand that it's not I who is developing satipatthana. But satipatthana arises, so it develops little by little, and panya grows little by little.
Wrong view is conditioned by self-view.
All wrong views, yeah. Because without this, there is no wrong view.
So shouldn't we be more concerned about self-view?
At the moment of having wrong view, one knows that it's here. Because in reality, there is no one, no world, no thing. Only a reality which is experiencing an object. And what is that? Me or I or the self is there. While the others is just a reality which is known as the object.
I still don't quite understand when we say, oh, it must be known what kind of Sakaya Ditti it is, whether the object belongs to me or I'm in the object. etc. Characteristic
of 22 sakkaya ditti.
22 sakkaya ditti, because when the characteristic of the sakkaya ditti is the object of awareness, it's just aware of the characteristic of wrong view. So isn't the knowing about which kind of sakkaya ditti it is, isn't that a kind of thinking about it afterwards?
It's not thinking, it's the characteristic
of that particular sakkaya ditti, yeah, as opposed to another sakkaya ditti. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we begin to understand what is meant by the 20 sakkaya ditti. Otherwise it's only the word that one has to know, whether what is this and what is that among the 20. But it's there. So Panya learns little by little to see
which to differentiate
from one to another. So is there sakkaya ditti right now?
So you do see the difference.
And this is the way to understand Dhamma, not just by reading, but by understanding what is meant in the book, the meaning of it.
So the difference between, say, wrong thinking, like in the example I gave, and wrong view is, wrong thinking is about a concept, but wrong view is always has to have a reality,
a characteristic of wrong view. What about the object of wrong view? Does it have to be a reality?
It is taking such object as a self.
So it can be a concept that's taken as a self?
No.
No?
Just cling, take it. No one else except me. The rupa is me. When there is nothing else in the world, but here what we used to take for my body is there, and the rupa appears there, it's mine, it's me, it's myself, it's the self. What else can it be self, except that object?
But that's not always perceived by the five senses when we think about...
This is not thinking, this is moment of being aware.
No, I see. It seems that Rumi can just take the concept of I as object.
Do you like this? When it likes,
well,
do you have to think a concept? No. When you like this, do you have to think that I like it? Or it likes?
It likes.
Mm-hmm. So it's wrong view there, which takes that for self, no word. But it's I. Nothing is left in the whole world except that which is I.
But what about the example that someone says, now I must go to the temple to develop satipatthana. It's wrong thinking and wrong idea, but it's just a long story. So we know there must be wrong view there. But
no, not at the same time.
Not at the same time.
Because we must have its own object.
I see.
Right. So at that
which
time,
one? Right? Which one? The rupa, or the vedana, or the sanya, or the sankhara, or the citta?
Oh, so it has to be these five, right?
So let's say one thinks like that, oh, I must go to the temple to develop satipatthana. It's wrong thinking, and one knows that there is wrong view involved.
Not together at the same time, because wrong view must have its object.
Can one say there is wrong view in between that wrong thinking?
If there is.
If there is.
Yeah.
But even if there's some understanding there is wrong view, it's no idea of what.
There's always concept about.
Just concept about wrong view.
And that thinking can be the object of just loka?
Whenever it arises, it's like that, it's there. Nobody can change. If it's not wrong view, we cannot say that it's wrong view. But when wrong view arises, one knows that it takes that object for wrong view, for me, for I.
When you say wrong thinking, if it's not accompanied by wrong view...
Akusala citta.
Loba mula.
Akusala citta.
Right, but that would be loba dosa moha. The example Sarah gave someone...
No, that is thank you.
Yeah.
Is there wrong view? You don't have to think about other things just right now.
Yeah. Well, it's difficult to answer that unless one knows the characteristic of wrong view.
No characteristic of wrong view, you just have the idea of concept. But if you say that there's someone who creates you, that is wrong view. Sure.
Something you said a moment ago about ditti must have its own object.
Right.
That made it a little bit clearer, I think.
Confused me.
All right. Everyone is touching. Hardness is appearing. Is there any wrong view? Taking that for myself? See? So when there's no wrong view, there's no wrong view. Only hardness appears. But when there is nothing in the world at all, no sight, no sound, no smell, no taste, just pure nama, which experiences an object, nothing left but me. That is me, that is I. A strong view taking that. It must have its own object, whether it's rupa, or feeling, or sanya, or sankhara, or citta.
If there is intellectual right view, can't there be intellectual wrong view?
Yes, like thinking that many things, no dhamma, strong view.
Isn't that wrong thinking about concepts? So isn't that?
And it's wrong view too, because that's not right.
But isn't that what we were saying? When you were saying it was wrong thinking, like, oh, I must go to the meditation center to...
That is wrong view.
Wrong view.
Yeah.
So with concepts as object.
Wrong view of self.
Yeah.
Right, oh. Okay. So it's wrong view, but not wrong view of self?
Yeah, not wrong view of self.
No.
So wrong view of self must have the five khandhas.
That one sorted out before the session finished, otherwise I'm here again.
So my example earlier, you think, oh, I'm wasting my time, I'd better open the Dhamma book. May or may not be with...
It's just thinking. Can think about many things, but it's all gone.
But there can be wrong view.
Anything can arise, but to be certain, there must be sati
awareness.
Your description a minute ago of nothing left, only I. Do we have such moments in a day?
It's always like this, but no understanding. One doorway at a time. Is it
not enough understanding?
No understanding or not enough understanding? Like this moment, see? We can talk about the arising and falling away of seeing, hearing, thinking. It has to be like this. But what is the understanding of seeing, of hearing, of thinking, of the arising and passing away of all these realities? Vanya can penetrate the satya of all these realities.
Vanya can if it arises.
Sometimes you say, oh, one can see how there's just seeing and hearing, and one just is born just to see and hear, and all these useless dharmas. I'm just wondering how this links up with the discussion about upadana khanda.
When there's more understanding of realities as they are, it's no same. When it's me, it's very pleasant to have this and that. But when it's just the moment of reality is arising and falling away, no body, no belongings,
no reason to cling to it at all.
And so fast?
Because dukkha.
The absolute dukkha, ultimate dukkha.
And because they are just dhammas, they're not anything to do with self. Wanting to have pleasant experiences and more pleasant dharmas for oneself.
That's why we can recollect the virtues of sangha, even sangha. Those who have developed vanya enough to understand realities as they are, to be able to eradicate wrong views.
To listen to dhamma is not for having the arise.
What arise?
Satya.
Listening to dhamma for having satya.
What about? It doesn't matter. The understanding is better and better.
Dhamma is Dhamma when there is understanding. If there is no understanding, then it's not Dhamma.
And that's the only way to eliminate desire and attachment and expectation.
So it can arise at the first moment of the arising Dhamma, characteristic of Dhamma, or at the second moment.
No counting. If it arises now, what moment? First or second?
First moment, no sati. But after that,
Then what do you mean by first or second?
First moment, the first time.
So if sati arises now, do we have to say first or second or third or what?
Perhaps the first is not sati. The feeling, kusala or akusala, and after that.
You mean that long limbs of the and then of the arise, and long limbs of the
arise.
But literally, it says that sati follows
the object,
which is experienced through the doorways. Otherwise, if there is no object which is experienced already, how does the feeling?
Anusati.
Does it follow now?
Not yet.
Many doorways, something can experience smoothly, like hearing follows seeing smoothly.
It seems to me that by hearing what we've been talking about now, and I'm thinking it, if you took any of it, like had any idea that you could have sati arise or find wrong view, it's wrong view to think that you can just have this feeling that it could really burn you and grasp the wrong way the knowledge of the Dhamma.
We learn in order to be honest to oneself, whether we understand correctly or not about what we have heard. For example, wrong view, when it does arise and when it does not arise. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we think that it arises. Actually, it does not.
Always.
And so I think the greatest gift is to hear the Dhamma and have association with that wise friend.
But the real meaning is the associating with right view. So there can be the associating with the right view, with the wise person, even if you're living on your own, if there's been enough understanding accumulated.
But actually, even conventionally speaking, when we talk about person, wise friend, we can't talk that way, right? Association with wise friends.
Which is the association with right view.